And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Sunday is Flag Day, and if you're planning on putting Old Glory out on the front porch, know that it may not get quite as much attention as a patriotic display planned for the Bong Bridge between Superior and Duluth. Pro-democracy groups in the area are organizing Hands Across the Bong Bridge, a call for 3,000 participants to join hands and display flags for the entire 2.2-mile span. And don't worry if you're planning on driving over the bridge that day. They'll be on the pedestrian walkway. Here to tell us more are Allison Schusted of the group Duluth 5051, which is the co-organizer along with Duluth Indivisible, and retired Minnesota Department of Transportation spokesman John Bray, who knows more than a little about the history of the bridge and similar events. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Ellie and John.
Thanks, Robin. Happy to be here.
Thank you, Robin.
So, Ellie, tell us what's happening, when, with 3,000 participants and a lot of flags?
Yes. So our event is planned for Sunday, June 14th, which you mentioned earlier is Flag Day, and it is from 12:30 to 3 p.m. We're also going to be having an after party at Earth Rider Brewery Fest Grounds from 3 to 6 p.m. And this event is in conjunction with Rise Up Superior Indivisible, Good Trouble Indivisible, Zenith City Indivisible, Duluth Indivisible, and my organization, Duluth 5051. We just really wanted to have a event where we could march in solidarity for democracy. We're going to be meeting in the middle and joining hands in solidarity to celebrate democracy and unity in our community, in our country.
And tell us about your organization.
So Duluth 5051 is a local branch of the National 5051 movement, which is a grassroots movement that works to uphold the Constitution and executive overreach. And our local indivisible groups have been around longer. The National Indivisible was established in 2016, I believe, but we have been collaborating as local organizations for some time now, most notably with the No Kings rallies. This particular Flag Day is very important to us because it celebrates the one-year anniversary of our first No Kings rally in March a year ago. And more importantly, it also marks the one-year anniversary of the political assassination of Minnesota House Speaker Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark. I just remember the very visceral, real, raw emotions that a lot of us felt that day, and I'm so thankful that we were able to gather as a community and in solidarity to remember Melissa and Mark and also stand up against political violence as well.
That should be important to everyone. John, I should say you're retired from MDOT and you're expressing your own views. But I have to say I first noticed the call for participants in a reposting on your Facebook page. I can take from that that flags caught your attention and it's something both sides can agree on.
Yes. You know, it's a good cause that they're doing, and, you know, I support them totally on the Stands Across the Bridge effort. You know, it's going to be a good event if it all transpires the way they wish.
I understand the idea originally came from two groups, Rise Up Superior Indivisible and Zenith City Indivisible. But John, you've been involved in similar events going back to the bridge's dedication in 1984. Tell us about that.
Yes, when it opened to traffic in 1984, we had some pretty major events. A year after the bridge opened, Dave Malbin, a local attorney, he organized what he called the Bong Bridge Race of Aces. It was a foot race across the Bong Bridge, and it drew well over 1,000 people. Quite an event. It was a 5-mile event, and it was well organized.
And there was another one.
Yeah, there was one more. We had two. And then because of construction plans on the interstate after that, we were not able to accommodate closing the bridge to traffic. Of course, the event coming up, the hands across the bridge, it doesn't affect traffic at all.
And by the way, the reference to aces refers to, of course, Richard I. Bong, who was
Yes.
America's ace of aces, for whom the bridge is named. Ellie, were you aware of those previous bridge walks, bridge races?
I was not. It's very interesting to hear John's take on that and his history of those events that transpired. I know some of our organizers within the other indivisible groups had mentioned those, and it's just really interesting to hear more history of the Bong Bridge.
John, you probably know more about the bridge structurally than anyone except the engineers who built it. Will it be safe up there? When the Golden Gate Bridge had its 50th anniversary in 1987, they had expected 20,000 people and they got 800,000, although I think only 300,000 at any one time, but a little more than they thought.
Yeah, with the protected sidewalk that goes across the bridge, there should not be any safety issues. And I think that they're well planned.
And Ellie, how exactly do we do it? Because if we're holding hands, how do we hold a flag?
So certainly, yes, we're going to be carrying our flags and signs. And then when we get to the middle of the bridge, we are going to again hold hands as best we can. I think the biggest thing to consider is just the symbolic nature of this event and, celebrating our flag and knowing that it represents all Americans, regardless of your creed, color, religion, political ideation. The flag is for everyone.
We've been speaking with Allison Schulstad of Duluth 5051 and with retired Minnesota Department of Transportation spokesman John Bray. Thank you for joining us, Ellie and John.
Well, thank you very much, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.